Hi, I'm Hugh Massey, the President and Founder of Financial DNA Resources. Welcome to the next topic in our white paper series. The topic is Understanding Financial Behaviour Under Stress. I'd like to start out with a quote from Warren Buffett. How I got here is pretty simple in my case. It's not IQ, I'm sure you'll be glad to hear. The big thing is rationality. It gets into the habits and character and temperament and behaving in a rational manner. Why I like this quote is because it is getting to the fact that Buffett attributes a lot of his success to who he is and to his behaviour. Now, with turbulent financial markets, it is far more likely that your true financial behaviour will emerge and strongly influence your financial decisions. The degree to which this true financial behaviour emerges and your ability to effectively manage it will to a large degree depend on how much pressure you come under because of financial concerns and difficulties. How are you going to navigate these difficult times? To what extent will your emotions drive your decisions? Do you really know your true level of risk tolerance? How will you communicate with others? If you are a financial advisor, can you truly predict how your clients will behave under pressure? A number of independent research studies show that experienced advisors do not believe they can predict the behaviour of clients. So then the question becomes, how will you get to understand the stress behaviours of your clients? And how will you manage them? For many, your true financial behaviour will have been masked by the good times when markets and the economy have been riding high and there has been no financial chaos. The decision-making patterns for many of us can change radically when the good times turn to bad. Why does this happen? When under pressure, our natural instincts take over. This is what we call the natural hardwired behaviour. Or put another way, your default behaviour. This behaviour is fixed into your makeup from the age of 3 years old and is the core of your DNA. Whilst your overall personality may evolve as you go through life, there will be certain core behavioural traits which do not change and often are more clearly demonstrated when you're under stress. In fact, when you're under stress, these natural instincts instantaneously take over, and for many, they have little control over it. It just happens. This is why you often see a high degree of emotional decision-making which is not rational. For those who are highly aware of themselves, are financially educated and experienced, have a sound relationship with money, and further have developed a high level of emotional intelligence, this will be less so. However, even then, there will still be the natural drive to behave a certain way. Why is understanding your natural instinctive behaviour in making financial decisions under stress so important? What has been seen from extensive research and experience over the past 15 years is that your inherent life motivations will have a large bearing on the financial decisions you make. That is, whether you spend or save, how you set goals, lifestyle needs, risk tolerance and other investment behaviours. In many ways, your life and financial choices are highly intertwined. So under stress, these instinctive decision-making patterns will emerge more clearly. With greater self-awareness of these behaviours, you have a much greater chance of managing yourself when under pressure and are less likely to make financial decisions based on emotional surges. Further, if your advisor is aware of how you may behave under stress, he or she has a much better chance of providing the correct guidance as you make key decisions. Also, the trust in the relationship will be higher because the communication is improved with this behavioral knowledge. One area that is always addressed in the context of making financial decisions is that of risk tolerance. Based on our research that we have seen is that a person's propensity to take risks is often different to their ability to live with the consequences thereof. This is particularly important because in good times many people have a much greater propensity to take risks that they will not be able to live with under more stressful times. Having specific insights into your tendency to take risks and your true risk tolerance under pressure is critical to your financial success and the advisor being able to give you the proper guidance. Also, you will gain more confidence from having this knowledge. Discovering the core of who you are and how you may behave under pressure is not easy. Our approach is to use a series of university validate assessments, which in a very short period of time, 15 minutes or so, specifically identify your natural behaviour based on instincts. The assessments have been carefully structured with forced choice wording to deliberately put you under pressure. We find this approach provides very accurate and objective measurement of these natural behaviours without the bias of human assessment, judgement and blind spots that come from simply asking questions in the traditional way. Also, the insights from this approach are far more reliable over long periods of time than those assessments which are designed to identify your preferences in a situation or at a particular time. Some of these other systems capture who you want to be rather than who you are. So how do you get below the surface to discover your financial behaviour? To learn more about who you are and how you make financial decisions, then we suggest you do the following. Firstly, complete the financial DNA path profiles to gain objective insights into your natural instinctive behaviours and how this will influence your financial decision making. You can access these profiles from our website at www.financialdna.com. Then complete the financial directions profile to gain greater insights into your financial preferences and aptitudes. Thereafter, we will provide you with a financial behaviour analysis and an insight portfolio to review. And this will help you assess the degree to which you are making decisions in alignment with who you are and to help you identify potential blind spots that are impacting your decisions. I also encourage you to show your financial advisor or one of our certified wealth mentors your financial DNA profile reports. This will enable them to guide you through making financial decisions with greater clarity. Also, ensure your spouse, family and other associates see the reports as well. If you'd like more assistance with understanding your financial behaviour, please contact us at wealthmentoring@financialdna.com. For more insight into this topic, please refer to Chapter 8 of my book, Financial DNA, Discovering Your Unique Financial Personality for a Quality Life. Also, you can visit our website, www.financialdna.com.